The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. And today we're going to start off talking about the Hopscotch Music Festival. It's back on Raleigh's calendar and is set for September 9th through the 11th. The event was canceled last year because of the pandemic. The festival will feature more than 130 bands performing at various downtown music venues. Hopscotch is known for adventurous lineups, memorable performances, and a fan-friendly atmosphere. From a large outdoor main stage on Raleigh's City Plaza to intimate club shows, the festival offers music in almost every genre imaginable: rock, hip-hop, metal, folk, electronic, experimental, and more. And its programming highlights this diversity each year. Approximately 25% of the festival's performers hail from in-state, a figure few, if any, nationally recognized music festivals can claim. With official programming stretching across 12 walkable venues, Hopscotch is a citywide celebration for locals and fans visiting from faraway locales. Those with pre-purchase tickets for last year are able to request a refund or hold on to passes to access shows this year. The IBMA World of Bluegrass returns to Raleigh this fall, and the huge event has decided to stick around for another 3 years. While last year's World of Bluegrass was completely virtual, the 2021 version will be mostly live. The World of Bluegrass runs September 28th through October 2nd in downtown Raleigh and will include virtual streaming options for some events. The five-day event includes the IBMA Business Conference, the IBMA Bluegrass Ramble Showcase Series, and the 32nd Annual IBMA Bluegrass Music Awards, and the IBMA Bluegrass Live, powered by PNC. Events will be held at the Raleigh Convention Center, Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts, Red Hat Amp Theater, and other downtown Raleigh venues. In addition, IBMA announced that it has extended its contract with the City of Raleigh to host the festival through 2024. On October 1st and 2nd, IBMA will hold its free street festival, Bluegrass Live, in downtown Raleigh. The festival will include ticketed performances at Red Hat Amphitheater. Performers will include Bella Flex My Bluegrass Heart featuring Michael Cleveland, Sierra Hall, Justin Moses, Mark Schatz, and Brian Sutton, the Del McCoury Band, Steep Canyon Rangers, Yonder Mountain String Band, Jerry Douglas, Edgar Meyer and Odessa Settles, Sister Sadie, and the Pro Ramblin' Boys, and many more. All street stages in Raleigh Convention Center events are free of charge and open to the public, although modifications might be made to deal with crowd sizes. Performers for the Bluegrass Ramble, planned September 28th through the 30th, will be announced at a later date. Dick's Park has switched movie screenings from drive-in to on the lawn this summer. The movies, mostly the family-friendly variety, will be shown on Saturday evenings, with gates opening at 7 and the movie shown at 8:30. Here's the schedule. June 12th, The Incredibles dresses your favorite superhero for a shot at winning a costume contest. June 26th, 51st dates. July 10th, Pirates of the Caribbean, Curse of the Black Pearl, dress as a pirate for costume contest. July 24th, it's Scream. And August 7th, the Mighty Ducks, dress in your favorite sports gear. Bring a blanket or low beach chair for lawn seating. The movies are shown in Flowers Field on Umstead Drive. Tickets are required in advance, but they are free. Food trucks will be there, or you can bring your own food instead. Well, Dinosaur World is open at Sweet Valley Ranch outside of Fayetteville. The park takes up over 300 acres. You walk the dinosaur trail, where you'll bump into dinosaurs from all three prehistoric periods. The park's owners say Sweet Valley is a place where nature meets adventure. The dinosaurs are fully automated and move when visitors set off motion sensors near them. There are 30 fully animated dinosaurs along the quarter-mile trail, and the attraction can be visited day or night. The park is open through August 8th. For more information, check out the website, SweetValleyRanchNC.com. The popular Brick Universe Lego convention is coming back after being shut down last year because of the pandemic. Tickets are already on sale for the Raleigh event, set for September 25 and 26 at the Raleigh Convention Center. Tickets are $15 each. For more details, check out their website, BrickUniverse.com/Raleigh. North Hills Coastal Credit Union Midtown Park is hosting concerts this summer at, of course, North Hills. The Best of North Hills, a comeback tour, 5 to 9. The following are on Thursday evenings, June 17th, Chairman of the Board. June 24th, the Catalinas. July 1st, North Tower. July 8th, Liquid Pleasure. July 15th, Band of Oz. And July 22nd, The Embers, featuring Craig Woolard. And the following concerts at the North Hills venue are on Friday evenings. August 13th, Beggar's Banquet. August 20th, Van Morrison Tribute by The Shakedown. August 27th, Shea Appalachie. September 3rd, Elton Live, The Ultimate Tribute. September 10th, Prince Tribute by The Shakedown. September 17th, The Breakfast Club. September 24th, Gabriel Bello's Stevie Wonder Experience. October 1st, Zoso. And October 8th, 20 Ride. Again, these are at the North Hills Coastal Credit Union Midtown Park. All right, Carolina Theater on West Morgan Street in Durham. All programs start at 8 o'clock, unless noted. For more details, you can call 919-560-3030. Their schedule starts on Monday, September 13th. It's Dawes with special guest Aaron Ray. Dawes, an American folk rock band formed in L.A., was influenced by the gentle acoustic style and rich vocal harmonies of the Laurel Canyon sound from the likes of Crosby, Stills and Nash, Neil Young, and Joni Mitchell. Tuesday, September 14th, Alan Parsons Live Project Tour 2021. Alan had dabbled with live performance in his late teens as a folk blues acoustic player and as a lead guitarist with a blues band called The Earth in the late 60s in his hometown of London. But as soon as he landed a job at the famous Abbey Road Studios, it became clear that the world of sound recording was to dominate his career. He worked on the last two albums by the Beatles and went on to work with Paul McCartney and the Hollies, among others. He was also an engineer for Pink Floyd's classic, The Dark Side of the Moon. That's what got him world attention. Wednesday, September 22nd at Carolina Theater, Gregory Porter. Porter's sixth studio album, Rise, marks a return to Porter's beloved original songwriting. Heart-on-sleeve lyrics imbued with everyday philosophy and real-life detail set to a stirring mix of jazz, soul, blues, and gospel. Every ticket for this show includes a CD copy of Porter's album, All Rise. Thursday, September 23rd, an evening with Amy Grant. Conventional wisdom has it that Amy put contemporary Christian music on the map, becoming the first CCM artist to have a platinum record, the first to hit number one on the pop charts, and the first to perform at the Grammy Awards. Saturday, September 25th, Theo Vaughn, an American stand-up comedian, podcaster, television personality, and actor. He is the host of This Past Weekend podcast and co-host of the King and the Sting podcast. Tuesday, September 28th, Bruce Hornsby and the Noisemakers. Bruce is on a roll after taking the music world by surprise with his wide-ranging, critically acclaimed 2019 album, Absolute Zero. The singer, songwriter, composer, and bandleader returned with a follow-up that picks up where its predecessor left off. Non-Secure Connection features 10 new songs exploring a broad range of themes. Then moving into October's schedule at Carolina Theater, Friday, October 1st, it's Patton Oswalt Live, Who's Ready to Laugh? Friday, October 15th, Nikki Glaser, One Night with Nikki Glaser Tour. Thursday, October 21st, The Mavericks, an Espanol World Tour. And that's through the end of October at Carolina Theater. As more and more things begin to open up, schedules here are getting a little more packed. At Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts, Thursday, June 10th, Fireside Collective with Graham Sharp, blending the characteristic interplay of bluegrass instrumentation and harmonies with strong original material and exuberant energy. Fireside Collective has drawn on folk, blues, funk, and a wide variety of bluegrass sounds to create a distinctive body of work that's all their own. They're playing at Memorial Auditorium Thursday, June 10th. Next day, Friday, June 11th, an R-rated magic show. That's at Fletcher Opera Theater. Thursday, June 17th, Amethyst Kia with Alexa Rose, with an unforgettable voice that's both unfettered and exquisitely controlled. Tennessee singer-songwriter Amethyst Kia expands on the uncompromising artistry she most recently revealed as part of Our Native Daughters, an all-women of color supergroup whose Kia-penned standout, Black Myself, earned a Grammy Award nomination for Best American Roots Song and won Song of the Year at the 2019 Folk Alliance International Awards. The performance, Memorial Auditorium. Friday and Saturday, June 18 and 19, Cirque de la Symphony, a North Carolina Symphony streaming event, 8 p.m. Friday, 3 p.m. on Saturday. Saturday, June 26, Performance Edge 2021 Summer Showcase, See 40 of the Triangle's most talented young vocalists, hear the hottest show band in the state, and feel the excitement of your favorite Broadway show tunes and pop songs performed with energy and precision you've forgotten was possible. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater. Wednesday, July 7th, Teresa Caputo Live, The Experience. Friday, July 9th, Molly Tuttle, a virtuosic award-winning guitarist with a gift for insightful songwriting. Molly Tuttle has performed at Telluride, Newport Folk Festival, and several other major festivals. This is at Memorial Auditorium. Sunday, July 11th, it's Beatles versus Elvis. Who was the real king of rock and roll? Two of the greatest musical acts of all time face off in a high-octane, adrenaline-pumping musical showdown in observance of the anniversary of Elvis's passing. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater. Friday through Sunday, July 23rd through the 25th, it's Clue, the high school edition. This is from Carolina Youth Theater. Of course, it's based on the iconic 1985 Paramount movie, which was inspired by the classic Hasbro board game. Clue is a hilarious farce meets murder mystery. The tale begins at a remote mansion, of course, where six mysterious guests assemble for an unusual dinner party where murder and blackmail are on the menu. When their host turns up dead, they all become suspects. That's at Fletcher Opera Theater. Then Tuesday through Sunday, July 27th through August 1st, Songs for a New World, North Carolina Theater event at Memorial Auditorium. Durham Performing Arts Center, also known as DPAC, Monday, August 2nd, it is Squeeze, the Squeeze Songbook Tour. After a nearly sold-out 2019 USA tour, Squeeze returns by public demand to continue the Squeeze Songbook Tour. The UK legends will play their extensive list of hits, including Tempted, Black Coffee in Bed, Cool for Cats, Hourglass, and Pulling Muscles from the Shell. Saturday, August 7th, DPAC get the let out from the bombastic and epic to the folky and mystical. Get the Lead Out has captured the essence of the recorded music of Led Zeppelin. Wednesday, August 11th, at DPAC, Styx. The six men comprising Styx have committed to rocking the paradise together with audiences far and wide by entering their second decade of averaging more than 100 shows a year. Saturday, August 21st, Brit Floyd, Echoes. Brit Floyd's The World's Greatest Pink Floyd Show returns to the stage to perform its brand new production, Echoes 2020. It includes highlights from The Wall, The Dark Side of the Moon, Wish You Were Here, Animals, and The Division Bell. Friday, September 24th at DPAC, Jeff Foxworthy, the Good Old Days Tour. Jeff is one of the most respected and successful comedians in the country. He is the largest selling comedy recording artist in history, a multiple Grammy Award nominee, and best selling author of more than 26 books. And here's your sign. Saturday, September 25th, Indigo Girls. On their 16th studio album, Indigo Girls tells their origin story. Look Long is a stirring and eclectic collection of songs that finds the duo of Amy Ray and Emily Saliers reunited with their strongest backing band to date, as they chronicle their personal upbringings with more specificity and focus than they have on any previous song cycle. Sunday, October 3rd at DPAC is Charlie Wilson Live. An impressive resume, to say the least. Charlie has 10 number one singles, 13 Grammy Award nominations, a New York Times best-selling memoir, and ongoing sold-out coast-to-coast arena tours. Tuesday through Sunday, October 5 through 10, it's The Band's Visit. The critically acclaimed smash hit Broadway musical is the winner of 10 Tony Awards, including Best Musical. In this joyously offbeat story set in a town that's way off the beaten path, a band of musicians arrive lost out of the blue. Under the spell of the desert sky and with beautiful music perfuming the air, the band brings the town to life in unexpected and tantalizing ways. And then Friday and Saturday, October 15 and 16 at Durham Performing Arts Center, it's Rain, a tribute to the Beatles. All right, moving on, we're going to check out the schedule coming up at PNC Arena, some added performances. Sunday, August 1st at PNC Arena, Harlem Globetrotters. Wednesday, August 18th, Michael Bublé. Saturday, August 28th, Cinch World's Toughest Rodeo. The sidewalk ends and the Wild West begins at the Toughest Rodeo. Enjoy a night full of action featuring the nation's top cowboys in bareback riding, saddle bronc riding, and bull riding, as well as fan favorite women's barrel racing. Friday and Saturday, September 10th and 11th at PNC Arena, Luke Combs' What You See Is What You Get Tour. Sunday, September 26th, the Dude Perfect 2021 Tour. Wednesday, September 29th, Guns N' Roses, the band's name often abbreviated as GNR. This American hard rock band is from L.A. and formed in 1985. Their debut album, Appetite for Destruction, in 1987, reached number one on the Billboard 200 a year after its release on the strength of the top 10 singles, Welcome to the Jungle, Paradise City, and Sweet Child of Mine. That's all at PNC Arena. Goodnight's Comedy Club, West Morgan Street in Raleigh. Friday and Saturday, June 18 and 19, it's Michael Blackson, a.k.a. the African King of Comedy. Wednesday, June 23rd, Mark Brady, who is, by chance, a Raleigh native. Friday and Saturday, June 25 and 26, Chip Gentry, performing upstairs at Goodnights. Friday through Sunday, June 25th through the 27th, Sam Merrill. Sam is a fast-rising stand-up comic and one of the best joke writers. Thursday through Saturday, July 1st through the 3rd, Darren Brand, affectionately known as Big Baby. Thursday, July 8th, Rocky Dale Davis, who grew up in Alabama and began performing stand-up comedy at the ripe old age of 19. Friday through Sunday, July 9th through the 11th, Lunell, bold body and dripping with confidence, Lunell commands the stage with her tell-it-like-it-is storytelling and more than a few dirty jokes. Friday and Saturday, July 16th, it's Adam Carolla. Also in July, D.L. Hughley and Brian Posen. Special note, all shows are 18+. Raleigh Improv on Parkside Main Street in Cary. Thursday, June 17th, Mike Marino, affectionately known to millions of his fans worldwide as New Jersey's Bad Boy. Friday through Sunday, it's Ian Bagg. Ian's the only known comic to have worked for famed director-producer Judd Apatow and not become a multi-billionaire. Thursday through Saturday, June 24th through the 26th, Craig Shoemaker. Thursday through Saturday, July 1st through the 3rd, Southern Mama and M Comedy Show. Wednesday, July 7th, Dustin Nickerson. He's an in-demand comic on the rise. He's been featured on Comedy Central and Netflix by Kevin Hart. He's been seen on Fox, the Grand Ole Opry's Circle Network, Hulu, and can be heard on a regular basis on Sirius Radio XM. Wednesday, July 7th, is Dustin Nickerson. Dustin Nickerson. Not going well. Thursday through Saturday, July 8th through the 10th, it's Tim Dillon. Dillon is a stand-up comedian, writer, and actor. Monday and Tuesday, July 12 and 13, it's Jeff Allen, the America I Grew Up In tour. Jeff combines clean, hilarious humor like no other comedian working today. Besides performing at corporate functions and fundraisers, he appears on television, radio, and casinos across the country. Thursday through Saturday, July 15th through the 17th, Russell Peters. Wrapping up July the 23rd through the 25th, DeRay Davis. And once again, all shows at the comedy clubs are 18 plus, unless noted. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Triangle Bulletin Board is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have comments or questions, call us 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.